Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County, observing the economy of Lancaster City, Lancaster County, and the adjoining counties. My hypothesis is, as Lancaster goes, so goes the United States economy. These are very sensitive consumers. They're also well-to-do. There's a large retirement community. There's an active agricultural community, the Amish. There's also two new data centers, and there's lots of tourism coming to Lancaster County all year long. Jim, a very good evening to you. You've been shopping. You've been where they are shopping. There's a downtown market. There's Costco. There's Wegmans. There's a variety of retail stores. What have you seen these last days? Thank you.
Oh, it's steady. It's picked up. You know, we have a traditional mall. It was built in the 70s, and it's probably one of the most successful malls in the country. It's called Park City. And on the weekend, during the week, you see hundreds of shoppers. But during the weekend, you see thousands of shoppers. So people are buying predominantly baby boomers. Baby boomers are spending more freely than the general population. But what I notice is that in these final weeks, in fact, after Black Friday, prices were never raised. Discounts increased. That you can go into Urban Outfitters, which is a national chain, and they have table after table after table of shirts for $6. It repeats in the department stores. You see ridiculously low prices for goods. Now, retailers traditionally mark up their goods by 100 to 200%. So when you see a deep discount, they're still making a profit, but they have lowered the price to the point where it suggests to me that they're desperate for people to buy things. And the only way they can get people to buy things now is to offer them cut rate prices.
The photograph you sent me of that store, what did you say, called Outfitters?
Urban Outfitters. It's aimed at a younger market.
It was striking to me that there was no one in the store that I could see except for people behind the counter, which I take it are the clerks. Did you see foot traffic in the store?
On the weekend. When you go on the weekend, every shop in the mall has consumers. But during the week, it's sparse. It goes, the foot traffic drops from the thousands to the few hundreds at any given time. And so there are stores that are empty except for the clerks at, for several hours in the afternoon.
Right. Now, the big signs I can recall from the deep recession of 08, 09, 60% off, 75% off. Have you seen signs like that?
I have. And now it's amazing how inexpensive goods are now. And I've even seen discounting at Costco. So again, I think your average consumer is running out of disposable income. They're feeling a pinch, and the retailers are, desperate to move their inventory. They're desperate to make money, and they realize they have to significantly cut the price of goods if they're going to make sales.
All right, let's go to Wegmans, which is a grocery store, right?
Yeah, it's a higher end grocery store. It's very popular in the East, and the Lancaster store is generally very busy. So, again, I see people shopping carefully. You know, I see a few families loading up the shopping basket, but it's if you look at the average shopper, the price, they're very price sensitive, and they're just getting the essentials. So, again, it suggests to me that after Christmas, retail is dead. It just suggests to me that the average consumer has reached the bottom of the of their change purse.
During the Biden years, we talked about food inflation being the complaint. You couldn't get out of the store with less than $150. Is that still the case, or is there inflation? Is the inflation gone, and what we're doing is marking down food?
Well, food is still very costly. I can't say that it's inflating. It's just it was high. It's not come down in price. So I think people are sensitive. I mean, you know, coffee inflated, and now it's stuck at $20 a can. It's, you know, so although the inflation is not raging, the prices are at a level that are painful for a lot of people. And I think your average consumer is husbanding their savings right now.
Let's go to Costco. When you reported before Thursday, before Black Friday, there was good traffic, then they were loading baskets up, and the parking lot was full. Is that the case after Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good traffic. I had no trouble finding a parking space. It's the lowest cost gasoline in the county. If you go to your average gas station here, the lowest price I saw today was $3.15. It's generally $3.29 a gallon because Pennsylvania has hefty taxes on gasoline. At Costco, it's $2.89. So they generally have, you know, that's the draw. They have generally people at the pump, but not as many as I've seen in the past. I say it was moderate traffic in Costco. Again, they're careful shoppers. I noticed that Costco is selling a lot more pet food and pet supplies than I've ever seen in the past. Apparently, they've discovered a lucrative new market. But again, the Amish are still big buyers. They're probably the backbone of Costco here because they buy for the community, and they'll buy thousands of dollars worth of goods every trip. But your average person, the Amish call the English, which is anybody that's not Amish, are very picky and very tight-fisted.
2 weeks ago, you were talking about tourist buses still coming in because of the Sight and Sound Theater that puts on biblical framed shows. There were also shopping villages for Christmas, specialty stores that did very well. Are they still seeing a lot of tourist buses and a lot of tourist buses stopping at the specialty shopping?
Yes, they are. And that's because Sight and Sound, its production runs through the end of December. So it's sold out. It's a hugely powerful tourist magnet for the county. It, you know, it brings busloads of people in, and as a diversion before showtime, it takes them to smorgasbords. It takes them to the shopping villages. So it's a decent Christmas season for these specialty shops, but it's not gangbusters.
All right, let's go to the diners or the specialty restaurants. Are they full, or are people holding back and cooking at home?
They're not full, but they're not empty. So, and it depends on the price level. So the lower price diners are just packed with senior citizens. And the more upscale restaurants, you know, I went by a Brazilian steakhouse yesterday at lunchtime. I saw maybe five tables occupied. You know, and this was a very upscale restaurant. It had real tablecloths and cloth napkins, and the people in the restaurant were dressed in business attire. So the business was slow, but if you go to the diner where you can get a pretty good meal for $11, they're still pretty much busy as ever.
Downtown Lancaster City has a outdoor market that is filled with novelties from the farmers. Is that getting a lot of traffic here at Christmas time? Do they have displays out? Are they lit up?
No, it's the same. It's a farmer's market, and it's busy. You know, it's also the main shopping venue for people who live in Lancaster City. There are no supermarkets inside the urban kind of confines of Lancaster, the downtown area. So the central market, which is only open a few days a week, is a primary source of food for people who want the city living. And so it's always fairly busy, but there's so much road construction in downtown Lancaster right now, it's created a traffic nightmare. And that's actually put a damper on tourism in the downtown area. So it's hard to judge the economic condition of the people in Lancaster City because this construction is so ill-timed.
And in general, you would say that the county is neither fair nor foul. It's neither a recession turnout empty pockets or wandering around with surplus cash, somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's steady, but it's not gangbusters. And by the way, if you look at job openings, the only jobs are, minimum wage jobs. They're not, you don't see factories advertising for skilled workers anymore. For months, they were begging for skilled workers. You don't see that anymore. The higher-end jobs that demand an education, they're not advertising. It's the lower end. So I would say the employment picture has tightened dramatically in the county.
Let's go to the national economy. Jim McTague, former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine. Jim has all year reported from Lancaster County. That's the micro. Let's go to the macro and see if it's consistent with what Jim's seeing in Pennsylvania. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.